York, President Cyril Ramaphosa announcing last night South Africa's lockdown regulations being tightened, moving us to level 3 lockdown from midnight last night to stop health facilities from being overcrowded. The priority now to ensure there are enough beds, healthcare workers to give the best possible care to those who need it. So just in case you missed it, the hours of curfew from 10 until 4 now, non-essential establishments have to close by 9, gatherings limited to 50 people indoors, 100 people outdoors, funerals may not exceed 50 people, the sale of alcohol, that's one that's going to affect a lot of people, are now from Monday to Thursday from 10 till 6, but you can have on-site alcohol consumption until 9 o'clock, subject to liquor licenses. So let's have a chat now to Professor Koleka Mlisana, who is the Ministerial Advisory Committee, the MAC chairperson. Prof Mlisana, good afternoon to you. Happy Youth Day to you. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Good afternoon to all the listeners, and a truly happy Youth Day to everybody.
So tell us about the meetings that would have happened yesterday and prior to that. What has the MAC been saying? What are the recommendations? And are you satisfied with what the President did last night?
Yes, I am satisfied, Mandy, because really we just felt there was a need to go on to tighter restrictions. Otherwise, we would, just in case we end up with these rampant numbers continuing to increase. And also at the same time, it is just unfortunate that actually we have to be told to be tighter and, when we could have done this on our own as South Africans, if only people could just stick to, to the non-pharmaceutical interventions. If people could really understand that it's important to protect themselves, it's important to protect those that they love and those that they live with. And, when we really increase the strict restrictions, it is because people are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I think really for me, the important thing today is if for anything else, really, if we're looking back, we're celebrating Youth Month now, would be to say, even to young people, really, we need to be responsible for each other and responsible for ourselves as individuals. So when we're talking COVID, if we're going to reduce and turn around the third wave, it's going to take the single South African to ensure that they stick to that. And even the restrictions that have been put out there, we just need to make sure we stick to them. Otherwise, then this is just not going to go away. And we really just need to stick to those restrictions so that we can get over this wave as quickly as possible.
Prof, the President saying last night, Gauteng, obviously very concerning, very much the epicenter, the peak of the third wave may well be higher than that of the second wave. The Medical Research Council saying they raised concern. We spoke to Summer yesterday. Many of them saying, I definitely agree with this, that we should have done this 2 weeks ago. They've been raising the alarm for 2 weeks now. Do you think that we were too slow to act here?
Well, I will say, obviously, this could have been done earlier, but it's just that now it was not, and this is where we are right now. So let's just make sure that we definitely then stick to it. It's always easy to look back and say we could have done this, but what's important is even now it still is a good opportunity, and therefore, especially because the other provinces are not yet there, so we can still save the other provinces from a rampaging third wave. So really for me, maybe yes, for Gauteng, we should have done it earlier, but we missed that. But what do we do today, and how do we make sure that with the other provinces, then they don't find themselves caught up in the same situation that we're in right now? And like you're saying, Gauteng is a serious concern, and whether the hospitals are ready for the increase in numbers, that's the other thing that we need to look at. And we need to ensure that the hospitals are ready so that we don't really overwhelm, the system, and we end up losing more lives than, we should be. But we shouldn't be losing any lives. But if then we're going to end up not having been prepared, adequately, then that's going to be a devastating situation.
Yeah, Prof, I just don't think that's good enough. I'm sorry, you know, to say that we should have acted earlier, but this is just where we are now. When the doctors on the front lines are saying to us, the hospitals are full, there's no beds, there's not enough nurses, we are seeing the pressure of Charlotte Matkeke. Surely the MAC should have acted earlier, the president should have acted earlier to tighten restrictions so that the hospitals could have more space and more capacity.
Oh, no, remember, we had actually submitted an advisory much earlier when we were actually seeing the beginning of the increase. But then the increase, if we're looking at the third wave, when it started, it was not as we had seen with the first and the second wave. So really, things did a huge turnaround in the last 5-7 days, really. And I mean, by then, we already saw that we were getting into trouble, and that's when we actually, you know, put in the second advice. And we're actually saying the first advice we were given, you know, we're telling you what are some of the things that need to be done, and what are some, you know, when should we institute, you know, responses. And then when we could see, we said to them, now is the time to act. So really, you know, remember for us, we advise because we look at the data and we can see the trend where the data is going. And then we're able to actually give them, you know, pointers to when to initiate change. And that was done. And then the second one was to say, we are here now. So this and this should have been done already. So really, when I'm saying we are here now, is that, yes, we could have, you know, the government could have acted earlier on, but the point I'm raising is we are not there. It's not going to benefit us to stick at that because we are here today and we have got the restrictions today. The question is, what is the, you know, what are the hospitals doing? Are there plans for hospitals? How are we supporting those healthcare workers who are currently struggling? Because the numbers, we have been seeing numbers increasing, and we have been reminding the Gauteng province that you don't have beds that you used to have in Charlotte Matlake. And the department has always been assuring that they've got a resurgence plan that's ready. So the question now should be, where is that plan, and is it being implemented urgently?
Mm. Prof, you, of course, are the chairperson of the Ministerial Advisory Committee. We have a stand-in minister at the moment. The Minister of Tourism, of course, is the acting Minister of Health. How is that relationship going? And can you assure the public that and the people of South Africa that leadership is firmly in place?
Oh, well, yeah, remember, you know, the minister is just one person. Otherwise, the rest of the department, yes, obviously, you know, the minister leads and gets to be the authority and the face of the Department of Health. But the rest of the department is still intact. And we actually, as even as in Ministerial Advisory Committee, we have had an opportunity to meet with the acting minister. And he has met both the MAC for COVID-19 as well as the MAC on vaccines. And actually, we are currently just putting together a report so that we can, you know, provide that report to her from MAC of COVID-19 perspective, just to update her as to what has been happening and where things are at. And she also has met with the NICD, which is the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, and I was at that meeting. She has been briefed on how the data gets generated and how it is used. So really, we already have started meeting with her and updating her. And so as far as we stand, things seem to be in place. Like I say, you know, the rest of the other meetings, like the incident management team continues to meet, you know, as was before. So nothing has changed. And all the data, all the reports that were being provided to the Minister of Ministers within KZN are now, you know, being provided to her. So the structure still continues. Obviously, there may have been, you know, a little bit of shake-up with somebody new coming in, but I really just think we should be able to move forward because we just don't have time.
Indeed, we don't, Professor Koleka Mlisana, the Ministerial Advisory Committee Chairperson. Thank you very much for your time today. Enjoy the rest of your youth day. So what do you think about that? You know, I've been making the point that I think that we should have acted much more swiftly, 2 weeks ago at least. And I think we're seeing the repercussions of that. But the chairperson of the MAC saying, well, you know, we are where we are. right now. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Send us a WhatsApp voice note, 072 702 1702.